Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat. That's C-A-T, making the world a better place. Cat, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many other podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. And if you found me on TikTok, we'll TikTok to you. The two towns we have today are in the United States. The first one we have a listener in, Beaverton, Oregon. Beaverton's the birthplace of the Silicon Forest. It's the home of very many innovative companies such as Nike. Our other town is Chicopee, Massachusetts. Chicopee is the home of the Westover Air Force Reserve Base, built in 1940. Is one of the largest runways on the East Coast. Also want to give a shout out to everybody who's given me their thoughts and prayers about my ankle. Everything's going pretty good. Got a lot of support from my Dr. Brown and especially my physical therapist, Aaron.
Your husband, Steve.
And my husband, Steve.
And your daughter, Shannon.
And my daughter, Shannon.
And Kat's been doing a great job herself.
Anyway, thank y'all for all y'all's support. And love you much. Giving y'all a big round of applause.
All right. Alcohol is just a reach away here on the back porch. You know, people ask me all the time what my favorite drink is. And my answer is the next one. Today, my next one is a Long Island iced tea. I'm good at making them, good at drinking them, and they're pretty strong. Kat, what you got?
I'm doing what a lot of tequila drinkers like to do this time of year, try to get in the fall feel. I've got me an apple cider margarita. You can do an apple cider margarita with apple cider, tequila, lime, Cointreau, and a little bit of maple syrup.
All right, usually I say it sounds sweet like you, babe, but that sounds pretty disgusting. That's cider you. And tequila?
Yes.
Together. All right. I haven't tried it, so I'm not going to knock it. All right. Here we go. Here's a match made in heaven. Or is it? Matching two things that I want nothing to do with. And it's a cruise ship and a shitty band. And these things are leaving the dock as I speak. Never been on a cruise ship, ain't going. Love the water, but if I can't drive the boat, it ain't happening. Again, cruise ship, pretty much a floating germ incubator. And what got me jacked up about this topic was I saw that Creed, and you're going, who's Creed? Exactly.
Old guy.
All right, Creed is one of the many crappy bands from the 90s, which is why their cruise is called the Summer of 99 Cruise. Of course, that's what it's called. Scott Staff, or Staff Infection, the lead singer of Creed, he's been a mess pretty much most of his adult life, but finally in his 50s, seemed to get his shit together. Dude's cost his band members like hundreds of thousands of dollars through the years because he just couldn't get it together. Now, I don't know who's going to buy a ticket to get on a big boat to see Creed and check out the other bands that are on this list on this cruise. I didn't make this up. I saw it. Buck Cherry, Vertical Horizon, Three Doors Down, Tonic, and Fuel. I'm not lying. This is the lineup of Never Was. They're going to show up on the poop deck and crank out one crappy song after another. It's kind of mind-blowing that there's people on this planet that are going to show up for this thing. Here's another believe it or not. Kid Rock, who will get down his knees for a dollar in a minute, he's been doing the Chillin' the Most cruise. I don't know who came up with that. Chilling the Most Cruise. He's been doing it for years. Earlier this year, Kid Rock DJ'd a big night at what's that place in Florida where the Trumpy people hang out?
Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. It's like an old folks home down there in the swamp lands of Florida. So Kid went to
land of bad plastic surgery.
Went down there and lost his street cred after taking that gig.
Well, did you see him at the Republican convention?
I'm not here to talk about him. Kid Rock, he's got to be like in his 50s or 60, at least 50 something. I mean, can we call him a like adult rock now? Can we drop the kid? I don't know. Anyway, so the Chillin' the Most Cruise with Kid, I don't know how many shots you have to take, like inoculations before you get on the boat. I'm sure there's a lot you have to get you get off the boat.
Buy the drink package.
I just got a picture a bunch of people with bad taste in music, bad taste in clothing, made bad choices concerning tattoos, t-shirts with inappropriate phrases on them, God, all over this boat. Wow. I mean, who knew that the cruise with Kid was a thing? I did not know. And again, I can't imagine being trapped on a big boat for a week with, what do these things hold? Like 3,000-4,000 people?
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, didn't know. There's so many of these cruises out there. There's like Bands of the 80s Cruise. The Southern Rock Cruise. Now, that one's definitely a no, because Southern Rock, which I liked, started in the late 60s.
Right.
Early 70s. So whatever Southern Rock band that they're advertising, there's probably like only one living member left in that band. And look, I don't want to pee on everybody's parade. You know, if you want to eat bad food at the breakfast buffet, stay in a room about the size of a closet, and listen to music that's a joke, knock yourself out. Now, here's a good question. How much do these things cost? I don't know. If it was free, I wouldn't get on that boat. Cruise ship plus bad music equals a hell no. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch. All right, this week it is Sir Edmund Hillary, born in 1919 from, how do you say it,
Auckland,
New Zealand. I was close. On May 29th, 1953, there's a bug on my paper. Edmund Hillary, along with Tenzing Norgay, were the first to reach what, Kat?
Mount Everest.
Woo, the summit. It's like 5.5 miles straight up.
Straight up.
And it's freezing cold during the whole journey. Oxygen is like zero.
They needed oxygen to do this, yes.
Yes. You know, and you don't climb Everest without help. There's usually a pack of people.
You need a team. There's a team involved.
Yes. He made it as part of the 9th British expedition.
Right.
To Everest, which means 8 others turned back and said, we're dying. We got to get the fuck out of here.
He did fight in World War II with the New Zealand Air Force. He's been knighted by Queen Elizabeth for reaching the top.
Yes. He used the Sherpa people of Nepal.
Right.
His expedition would have never made it without them. Hillary, for their help, he set up many schools and hospitals in Nepal. Time magazine named him one of the most influential people of the 20th century. And that makes sense.
Okay. He also flew to the North Pole with Neil Armstrong. He also did an expedition in the Himalayas for 5 months. This guy loved expedition. He also went to Antarctica again with Neil Armstrong. to go to the South Pole. He's did everything.
Yes. He's seen many parts of this world that people will never see.
And he's one.
Oh, that makes him one tough son of a bitch. All right. Did we watch anything?
We watched something, and I've had a lot of time on my hands since my situation. And I've been watching stuff I wanted to watch, but I never really had time to do it. And one of the things I watch is a show called Russian Doll. I had already been a fan of Natasha Lyonne from Poker Face and some other things that she did. And it's an interesting show. It's kind of trippy, I'm going to call it.
Yes.
She plays Nadia, a young woman who has a journey. She's there for a birthday party. It's her birthday party. It's her 36th birthday party. Her mother had died at 36, so that was kind of the character's weird journey. She's there in New York City, and every single time she goes to the party, she starts there in the bathroom and then enters the party, and then sometime after that, she dies. But then she comes back into that bathroom. And she's still trying to figure out, what did I do wrong? Maybe I should stay at the party and it won't happen. I won't die the next day. She does
try to figure out the bad move.
Right. You know, and she avoids this like staircase. And in this journey, she runs into another person who's also kind of trapped in the same loop and is trying to figure himself out. Why am I dying every single time in this timeline? And it's really trippy and it's really interesting. And of course, being in New York City, especially like the Village, there's a whole lot of characters and stuff and different stories going on. It's really good. Amy Poehler was one of the writers and directors for it. It's on Netflix. It had 2 seasons. I watched the first season. I haven't really started the second season yet, but I'm not the only one that says it's a good show. I mean, it's 97 on Rotten Tomatoes, so it can't be that bad.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix. One of the draws, perfectly, because Natasha Lyonne embodies Nadia, kind of big, giant, curly hair. And, of course, she's got, you know, the voice of an ashtray. I'll say that. And she's got a cool vibe and cool girl essence. And she really does a great job with the character. And it's a very compelling story. And it's like 8 episodes, so it's a short watch. And anyway, I would sincerely recommend it. Russian Doll. They're on Netflix.
All right, check it out. All right, Kat, after all that, I need a shot. What do we got?
We have one from Tipsy Bartender. It's called the Drunken Gingerbread Man.
Mm.
It's Irish cream, goldschlager, and butterscotch schnapps. You can also decorate it up maybe with some gingerbread cookies, snap.
Seems like a Christmas shot.
See, that's the thing. I watched Tipsy do it. Of course, he put whipped cream and a little, stuff
sprinkles
around the rim. And of course, there was a gingerbread man on the side.
Oh my God.
If you want to keep it for Christmas, it's the Christmas option.
It's called the what?
The Drunken Gingerbread Man.
All right. All right, you can smell it. It smells like a gingerbread cookie before you even drink it.
Yeah.
And it tastes like a gingerbread cookie.
It does.
It does.
Anyway, I enjoyed that. That was kind of good.
Here,
keep that for the holidays.
Mine,
it's interrupting my makers. All right. Thank you, Kat. Pretty good shot. All right. This week we were bumpered in this guy. You can't say enough about him. Jim Lauderdale, 67 years old, from Troutman, North Carolina. Never
North
heard
Cackalatti.
Of Troutman. Where's Troutman?
That's a good question. I've heard of Troutman. I just didn't know where it was.
Jim Lauderdale, hardest working man in the business. 36 studio albums. 36, okay? Ultimate songwriter. His songs have been recorded by Gary Allen. Where is Gary Allen?
Where's
I
Gary
love that
Allen?
Guy. Hey, I'm a big fan of that dude. George Strait, Elvis Costello has recorded his songs. The Dixie Chicks, Vince Gill, Patti Loveless. That's pretty good company.
And of course, George Strait. And Nick Lowe had him as a solo performer, yes, opening up for his 1995 tour.
You're right. Jim's dad, check this out. Jim Lauderdale's dad is from Lexington, Virginia. Lexington is part of the Shenandoah Valley, which is located, what, about 2 hours west of here, yep, on the back porch. Jim Lauderdale's parents, both active in the church, both were singers, so it was only natural for him to take music, take the path to music. Jim Lauderdale, he played country and bluegrass bands during his college days. He tried Nashville, nothing happened, ended up in New York, played in various bands. Check this out. He worked at Rolling Stone magazine and had the task of delivering and picking up Annie Leibovitz photography equipment. That was his job.
I would take that job.
Wow. Then he moved out to L.A., good timing, and got involved. Got involved in the Bakersfield sound when he went out there, which was really hot. He finally landed a publishing deal with, I don't know. Then he got another deal and another deal. Then he started his own record label. Dude's a road dog. He does like, I don't know how many live shows a year.
If you want to see him, he will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, September 27th at the Come Here NC stage, the IMBA Live.
How I picked up on Jim was Kat's got Sirius Radio in her rig. I can't afford it. And Outlaw Country on Sirius Radio, they kept playing all these songs of his over and over. And I'm like, I've heard of the guy for years. I never really paid attention. And then I kept listening. Like today we were bumping in with This Is the Big Time.
Right.
Which is one of his many cool songs.
He's been called the songwriter.
I mean, dude is awesome. He's just a pile of good ones. Check out Jim Lauderdale, wherever you get your music. Thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.
Don't you get lost. This is the big time.